So the brothers are out shepherding the flock, and Yosef approaches them. The brothers, the Torah has already described, they all have a hatred for him, as we discussed last night, and they decide they want to kill him. As the Torah describes, V'yatah, v'chu v'nahargehu, let us kill him, v'nashlicheyu v'achad haboros, we'll throw his corpse into one of these pits, and we'll say, echayo roach, also he was eaten by an animal. And then they conclude with an odd phrase. And then they say, v'niram, we'll see, ma yihiyu b'chalamosov, what will be with his dreams? Very odd phrase. They just said, we're going to kill the man. We're going to throw him into a pit. So if the man is dead, clearly his dreams of us bowing down to him are not going to be fulfilled. What do they mean to say? So we'll see what will be with his dreams. His dreams can't come true because they just killed him. What do they mean by saying so? So Rashi already comments they obviously couldn't have said it. It could not be that the brothers actually said that. If you were to put the quotes, if you were writing an art scroll Chumash and you wanted to know where is the end of their quotes, the end of their quote is actually, let us kill him and throw him into a pit, and we'll say that he was eaten by an animal. End quote. And then the Chumash itself says, it's as if, Rashi quotes, Hashem says, v'nira, let us see what will be with his dreams. It's as if Hashem is dialoguing with them, saying, you think you're in control, you think you're going to stop the dreams from happening, we'll see whose word is more important, your word or my word, I'll take care of it. But they didn't actually say that phrase of, let us see what will be with his dreams, because it wouldn't have made sense for them to say so, Rashi says, since if they were killing him, obviously his dreams would not have been fulfilled. This was in fact Hashem himself speaking, as is recorded in the Chumash. The Ramban also quotes the Medrash, but also wants to address the possibility that this was said by the brothers, which is the simple meaning of the pasuk, and he offers two approaches how to explain what they meant when they said it. Says the Ramban, the first phrase, which is the simplest, which we would have assumed on our own, he says they said it in a sarcastic way. They said as a figure of speech, sarcastically, we'll kill him and throw him into the pit, and we'll see what's going to be with his dreams. Now, the Ramban doesn't like that, I think for obvious reasons that it doesn't seem appropriate that the brothers would speak in such a way. But he says, as far as one possibility, as far as pshat, and how to read the Chumash, that could be that it was the brothers speaking, and they're speaking in a figure of speech, in a sarcastic manner of, we'll kill him and we'll see what's going to be with his speech. Says the Ramban, but I think the pshat's a little different. V'anachon ve'enai, says the Ramban, but I think really what they were saying, atah, we'll see, mayu chalamosav. Let's see, they wanted to do a test. Here they have this brother. They're suspicious of him, that Yosef is the odd man out, just like Esav was the odd man out, just like Yishmael was the odd man out. The brothers suspect Yosef is not really supposed to be here, and now we've got these funny dreams that we're all bowing down to him. This is a sign. We have to get rid of him. We're not really sure. So they want to kill him. Says the Ramban, and what they did is they put a test together, and they were going to try to kill him and throw him into a pit. V'nira, says the Ramban, ki im yitziluhu miyadeinu, if we try to kill him, and we try to throw him into a pit, and somehow he survives, somehow somebody comes and takes him out, maloch yimloch aleinu, then we'll know in fact his dreams are true. And he will in fact reign over us, he will rule over us, and we will eventually bow down to him. And this was a form of a test, the Ramban says, the brothers themselves were saying, here he's coming, let's try to kill him, let's try to throw him into a pit, and we'll see if his dreams come true or not. Because if he ends up coming out, then it would be a sign that in fact his dreams were correct, in fact that he was destined to this greatness, and we are destined in fact to bow down to him. What's fascinating about this Ramban is what comes out is, if the test would have succeeded, if he in fact would have died in the pit and never made it out, they would have taken that as a sign that the dreams in fact were not true, and that they were correct in killing him, and that he was making things up. If he comes out, then it's a sign that he was divinely ordained, that he was going to survive, and he was going to rule over them. Not everybody agrees to this approach of the Ramban, that if they would have actually succeeded in killing him, that that would have been a sign that he was not destined to rule, as they have put it. The Or HaChaim writes on this pasuk, on the very next pasuk, when Reuven comes and saves him, the Or HaChaim writes, what does it mean that they saved him from his hand? Because a person is a Baal Bechir, we have our own free will. And the fact that the brothers would have killed him does not in any way show what was divinely supposed to happen, the Or HaChaim writes. The brothers could have exercised their free will, and even though Hashem had his plans that Yosef would rule, and the brothers should have bowed down to him, they could exercise their free will and have killed him, even though they didn't deserve to die, and that it wasn't supposed to have happened. That's the power of free will, the Or HaChaim writes. And therefore Reuven saved him from their hands, that they would have done something which wasn't supposed to have happened, and that's the ability of man to have done. The Ramban doesn't seem to be taking that approach. The Ramban says, they set up a test in which they said, we're going to try to kill him. If we succeed, then it will be a sign that his dreams were a falsehood. He made him up and he never was supposed to have made it out. But if he comes out alive, then that will show us that we have no ability to do anything to him. He is supposed to live, and we are in fact going to eventually bow down to him.
Not promising that explanation is then why are they so remorseful about what they did?
That's the word. The words they say are not for trying to kill him. They're remorseful for the way that they treated him, for not having compassion on their brother. Their words when they are remorseful are not that we tried to kill him. They felt they were correct. So the whole time, just in the way that they did it, the words say, well, how could we not have had Rachmanis? How could we not have had more mercy on our brother? That's Ramban's approach as far as that phrase, V'nirah ma'ayach alamosov goes.